Good morning, Victor Monash here with your morning shot of Real Estate Espresso. One of the trends that I'm seeing in the market today is what I call the fishing expedition. I'm seeing a lot of properties appear on the market demanding very, very high prices. In fact, prices so high that the numbers frankly don't make sense. In fact, we've had a number of deals cross our desk over the course of the last couple of weeks where the numbers are really, really expensive. For example, we had a smaller project that frankly was priced at approximately its appraised value. You can see from the history what the seller bought it for, that they in fact had the property reappraised, they refinanced and pulled all their cash out of the property, and now they're essentially trying to sell it at that appraised value. Problem is, when you do the numbers and you look at it at that price, you discover very quickly that the property is at negative cash flow. Again, the numbers don't make any sense. I'm sure the seller knows that he's putting it on the market just hoping someone's going to be stupid enough to give him that price. We came across another project. This one's quite a large one, 311 units, where the market cap rate for that property would be in around a 6.5%, maybe 6.2% cap rate. They listed it on the market at a 5.5% cap rate. That's about 20% above the market value or the going rate in the marketplace. I too would be very happy if someone gave me an extra $7 or $8 million just because, just for no reason whatsoever. And that's why I'm calling it the fishing expedition. As real estate investors, I don't want you ever to be fooled by the asking price. In fact, don't even be fooled by the numbers that the seller is representing. Oftentimes, they omit things in their financials that are, in fact, real. You want to construct your financial model as if you were managing the property. This is how the property would operate in your hands, because that's, at the end of the day, what will happen if you buy it. What the seller did is irrelevant. How it's going to operate in your hands is, in fact, what matters. So construct the financial model as if you are the owner, then determine what it's worth, place your offer based on your own numbers, not the seller's numbers, and then, of course, you can look at the seller's numbers to see if they match your numbers, but in many respects, the seller's numbers don't matter. The only real reason to look deeply at the seller's numbers is to see if you can find a misrepresentation. If they lied to you in their numbers, now you've got additional negotiating leverage. And that's the only purpose, is to get negotiating leverage with the seller because they lied to you. And above all, don't ever be desperate to get a deal done just because you've got investors waiting to invest or you've got money burning a hole in your pocket. Don't ever be desperate to get something done because a bad deal is a bad deal any day of the week. Be patient and the right deal will come along. You'll know it when you see it. Meantime, have an awesome day. Victor Monash signing off here. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.